Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 59, closing at 25,857. S&P 500 Index up 5 at 2,877, and the NASDAQ Composite up 21 at 7,924. Russell 2000 Small and Mid Caps up 4 at 1,717. Yield on the 10-year Treasury unchanged at 2.94%. Oil down 22 cents at $67.53 per barrel. Gold down 80 cents at $11.96.40 per ounce. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite each snapped a four-day losing streak. Last week was the S&P's first negative week of the past four, and it represented the biggest weekly percentage drop since June. NASDAQ suffered its biggest weekly percentage drop since March. Dow Industrial Average slipped today, while the Dow Jones Transportation Average rallied to a new record high at 11,554. The gainers were led by shares of truckers J.B. Hunt Transport Services, up about 3%. Landstar System up almost 3%, and American Airlines up just over 2%. Looks like stocks are still trying to find some direction. There really isn't much you can read into today's trading. Meanwhile, U.S. Treasuries coming off their worst week since July 23rd. Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren said the gradual pace of rate increases would limit the danger of over-tightening monetary policy. Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic said the Fed should pause its hiking cycle when it reaches the neutral rate, the theoretical level of interest rates where monetary policy is neither stimulative nor retarding. One area of concern for both stocks and bonds is tariffs and the potential impact on several different sectors, including tech and autos in particular. Over the weekend, Trump published a tweet urging Apple to shift production out of China to the U.S. Apple said tariffs against China would impact a wide range of its products. We'll know more about those products, by the way, on Wednesday when Apple has its big annual event at their campus headquarters in California to unveil all their latest gadgets. Also yesterday, Trump tweeted, Ford has abruptly killed a plan to sell a Chinese-made small vehicle in the U.S. because of the prospect of higher U.S. tariffs, according to CNBC. This is just the beginning. This car can now be built in the USA, and Ford will pay no tariffs. No, that's wrong. Ford replied with a tweet saying, it would not be profitable to build the Focus Active in the U.S., given an expected annual sales volume of fewer than 50,000 units and its competitive segment. Ford is proud to employ more U.S. hourly workers and build more vehicles in the U.S. than any other automaker. Here's some of the backstory. Ford, on August 31st, canceled plans to import the Focus Active crossover from China to the U.S. because of cost from the escalating trade war. Tariffs imposed by Trump on Chinese products and the threat of more had a direct impact on that August 31st decision, according to Ford officials. The U.S. already has imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum from China, and as of July, put a 25% tax on autos imported from China. Ford was pretty clear in its statement. Focus production will not shift in part or in whole back to the U.S. Ford will continue to make the Focus, and they will sell it in other parts of the world, just not in the U.S. Growth in Chinese exports weakened to just under 10% in August. That's down from more than 12% the previous month. The performance is significantly below China's average for the year so far. The situation is likely to worsen in the coming months as the trade war between China and the U.S. escalates. Trump said Friday he's prepared to impose another huge wave of tariffs on $267 billion worth of Chinese products, on top of tariffs already in place or in the works. Such a move would apply new taxes to the entire $505 billion worth of goods the United States imported from China last year. The weakness in Chinese trade is so far coming mainly from slowing growth in exports to big trading partners like the European Union and Japan. Exports to the United States actually rose to a record high during August, helped by the fall in the Chinese currency against the U.S. dollar and the rush by companies to ship goods before the next round of tariffs kicks in. This morning, Trump fired off a series of tweets boasting about the state of the economy, writing, "The GDP rate, 4.2%, is higher than the unemployment rate, 3.9%, for the first time in over 100 years. Well, again, no, that is wrong. Washington Post Philip Bump did some fact-checking. Out of the 282 full quarters since 1948, 70 years, the rate of change in the GDP has topped the unemployment rate 64 times, or more than a quarter of the time, so 64 times in the past 70 years. Not quite the same as once in a century. Les Moonves, top exec at CBS since 2006, resigned as of Sunday. The New Yorker published a new wave of allegations against Moonves, accusing him of sexual assault and harassment. CBS Corp said it will pay $120 million to Moonves if an internal investigation into allegations of harassment fails to provide grounds for his dismissal. CBS said in a regulatory filing that it and Moonves, in addition, would donate $20 million to organizations supporting the Me Too movement. However, Moonves could end up with nothing if the result of the investigation goes against him. The CBS shares down 1.5% today. A new report from the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, it's a government watchdog, concludes that Equifax left information vulnerable on several fronts that led to hackers getting access to the sensitive personal information of millions of Americans. The GAO report describes in detail how hackers exploited significant vulnerabilities to gain access to the personal info of more than 145 million Americans. That was 1 year ago. Federal Reserve reports consumer borrowing picked up in July. Total consumer credit rose $16.6 billion in July to a seasonally adjusted $3.9 trillion. It's an annual growth rate of 5.1%. Revolving credit, such as credit cards, rose only slightly in July. Borrowing on credit cards rose by 1.5%, but that reversed a 1.4% drop in June. Non-revolving credit, typically that's auto and student loans, jumped 6.4% in July. That follows a 4% gain the prior month. It's the largest increase in 8 months. The report does not include mortgage debt. Consumer credit had big gains around the holidays and in May, but overall it's been on a slight downward trend. This raises some concern about whether spending will continue to power growth in the coming quarters. In the second quarter, consumer spending jumped 3.8%, but that was due in part to the Trump tax cuts. Stronger wage growth seen in the August jobs report might help bolster spending. Still, banks are tightening standards on credit cards to borrowers with low credit scores. California Governor Jerry Brown today signed an aggressive new law for the nation's biggest state to mandate carbon-free electricity by 2045. Brown went further by also issuing an executive order for the entire state, and not just its electric industry, to become carbon neutral by 2045 and net greenhouse gas negative thereafter. Brown admitted there are huge steps ahead needed to help achieve those goals, including his call to set up a regional electric grid for the West. Tesla shares rallied 8.5% today after CEO Elon Musk announced a management shakeup late Friday. The move came after Tesla's slump in Friday's session as more executives departed. Musk also appeared to smoke marijuana during an interview. But the real story may be the steep decline in the value of Tesla bonds. $1.8 billion of Tesla bonds due August 2025 plunged to a record low on Friday. The bonds traded for just 84 cents on the dollar. That's down from 98 cents a year ago. The yield, which moves opposite to price, of course, almost doubled over that span to 8.6%. Nike shares up 2.2% after data showed that the company's online sales grew 31% following its decision to craft its Just Do It campaign around ex-NFL player Colin Kaepernick. Nike also the best Dow performer of the day. Science Applications International said it would buy Engility Holdings in a stock deal valued at $2.5 billion. Shares of Science Applications down 9.1%. United Rentals said it would buy Blue Line Rental in a cash deal valued at $2.1 billion. And shares in Alibaba Group down 3.7% following news that Jack Ma plans to step down as executive chairman of the Chinese e-commerce giant in about a year. Hurricane Florence, likely to impact the southeast and mid-Atlantic U.S. as a major storm, potentially thrashing coastal areas stretching from South Carolina to northern Virginia, with punishing winds, heavy rain, life-threatening storm surge, more than 1 million people being ordered to evacuate ahead of the storm. Currently, Florence sustaining 140-mile-per-hour winds. That means it's a Category 4 storm. Forecasters warn it may continue to intensify as it approaches the coast, possibly making landfall Thursday or Friday in North Carolina as a Cat 4 or maybe even a Category 5 with 155-mile-per-hour winds. Plans for coastal evacuations underway. It's looking like the Carolinas won't be able to escape impacts from the storm. The exact forecast, however, remains somewhat uncertain. It's going to be tricky, though. Dow Industrials down 59 to finish the session at 25,857. S&P 500 up 5 at 2,877. NASDAQ Composite up 21 at 7,924. As always, follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, daily blog, eatthebankers.com.